Okay, hello. So I'm presenting on the CBER project, which stands for the Zambian Empowerment of Breast Cancer Reharmonization and Awareness. This is a capacity building project. I would like to acknowledge Ms. Lauren Kosmajic, who's sitting here. She's also a third year medical student. And her and I worked very closely together on this project. And I have no relationships to disclose. So the mission of the project is to support informational, the stigmatization and rehabilitation initiatives on breast cancer in an effort to transcend the breast cancer experience. The inspiration of this project was really started with Ms. Doreen Grant. She is a breast cancer survivor from Zambia. She actually went through her experience in the United States, but she's aware of the limitations of breast cancer support in Zambia, so she founded the Cancer Support Network of Zambia. And Dr. Sarah Blavo, who is the founder of the International Health Initiatives. And this project was started in the fall of 2011. This is her team. We had quite a big team. Obviously, Ms. Doreen Grant wasn't there. Dr. Kenneth Johnson was her medical director. He's an OBGYN, so he helped us a lot with the training program, which I'm going to mention soon. So the main goals of the project was to promote breast health and wellness among medically underserved population. It was to establish disease prevention programs and to facilitate support for these breast health programs which address the needs of the medically underserved through the capacity building. So just a little bit more about breast cancer. Just to give us a perspective, according to the World Health Organization, in 2008, worldwide, the number of new cases was around 1.3 million. Annual deaths were 458,000. The five-year prevalence was around 5.1 million. In the African region in 2008, number of new cases was 68,000. Annual deaths were 37,000, and a five-year prevalence of 216,000. As far as number for Zambia in 2008, is actually a little bit difficult to find because they don't follow a close reporting of breast cancer. So the estimates are incidence of 12.9, the mortality rate of 10%, and a five-year prevalence of 19%. And this is also according to the World Health Organization. So there was actually a journal that published this article. And they studied 238 women in rural and urban areas in Africa, and they found that 82% of women in rural Zambia had no knowledge of breast cancer, and 58% of women in urban Zambia had no knowledge of breast cancer. Similarly, 95% of both rural and urban women did not practice breast self-examination, and the reason that they gave for this was lack of knowledge on how to do it, considering it not important, and not perceiving themselves as being at risk for breast cancer. So why Zambia? There is only one facility in the country equipped for screening and treating cancers in general, which is located in the capital of Lusaka, Zambia. And just to give us some perspective, Zambia is about the size of Texas, and it has a population of 14 million. So for 14 million, we only have one facility. According to the Cancer Support Network of Zambia, the waiting time for a first-time visit averages about 3 months, and the majority of first-time patients at the health facility are at the late stages of their cancer. And this is a picture of the Cancer Disease Hospital, which is the facility in Lusaka. So a little bit more about ZEBRA. So just in brief, ZEBRA is a project that consists in identifying 10 women in Zambia that we call the ZEBRA advocates, and we train them about breast cancer and self-breast examination in order for them to go to specific areas in Zambia and create their own group networks so they can support their own communities in different regions in Zambia. So the host organization was IHI, International Health Initiatives, and Cancer Support Network of Zambia, which is based in Zambia. Also, both organizations worked very closely together. The main focus for IHI was planning the main framework of the project. We did a lot of fundraising to fund the project. We developed the pillars of the project, such as creating the training manual. The training manual consisted of putting together the manual that was going to be presented to the advocates, and this consisted of including the pathology of breast cancer, the diagnosis of breast cancer, treatment options in Zambia for breast cancer and mental health, and myths and misconceptions about breast cancer in Zambia. For the Cancer Support Network of Zambia, their main focus was the actual implementation of the project. The training of the project, which actually included the participation of two medical doctors, two nurses, and a social worker as well. So they also promoted advocacy, and they're going to be in charge of the sustainability of the project, which I'll elaborate a little bit later. And this is actually one of our first days in which we all got together to start planning the project. So we see first on the left is Ms. Doreen Grant, then we see Lauren Kosmarczyk, myself, and Michelle, who's also an MPH student. So fundraisers, we actually had three fundraisings to support the project, the Art One in Night. This was the first fundraising in which local artists donated art so we could sell it in auction to support the project. That's Ms. Doreen Grant with one of the projects, and just some of the women in South Florida that participated in the event. The second event was honors and advocacy. During this event, we actually honored women that have had a strong participation in breast cancer advocacy. To the left, we see Ms. Philippa DeCure. She's actually from South Africa, and she was founder and chief advocate for the Breast Cancer Initiative in East Africa, and she actually flew in to South Florida for this event. And just one more picture of the event. The last event, Just in Cocktails with the Zebras, this was just to update our supporters about the progress of the Zebra project. So this is just some of the pictures of the event. So the Zebra training itself, it consisted of 2 days. The first day was the training day. So we had the 10 advocates fly into Kidwa, Zambia, and in August 4th of 2012, they were given training manuals. So it was a full day of education, again, with the two physicians, the nurses, and the social counselor. The second day was the outreach day, in which they pretty much practice what they had learned within the community, which was Chilobwe Village in Zambia. So they went out to the community, talked about breast cancer, and also during the training day, they learned how to do self-breast examination with a mama care kit. So during the outreach day, they actually taught some of the villagers how to do that as well. So this is the list of the Zebra advocates, and you can see on the right some of them are wearing the Zebra t-shirt and the tote bag, so we wanted to make sure that the project was represented well and acknowledged. The advocates during the first day and the training day, they received the Zebra kit, which included a tote bag and a t-shirt, and you can see one of the Zebra advocates sporting the t-shirt and the tote bag. And in the tote bag actually had the Mama Care Professional Learning System, which includes two breast models and a CD that you can see there, which shows you how to do a self-breast exam. And as well, the training manual. Now, one thing with the training manual, unfortunately, at the last minute, the Cancer Support Network of Zambia was unable to print out the manual, so I will explain how that was a limitation at the end that the advocates said as well. So this is during the training day. You can see one of the doctors just when they were given the education about the breast cancer. And here we see two of the advocates practicing on the breast models that were provided by the Mama Care Kit. At the end of the first training day, the advocates received a certificate of completion of the training as well. So you can see Mr. Ingram on the left and two of the doctors that participated in the training program. This is during the outreach. They actually got a bus, and they had a huge label with the Zebra project, and just a picture of the advocates together. This is another picture. I was as well in the Shilabwe village. Here we see one of the nurses that participated in the training. She's actually performing a self-breast exam just to show some of the villagers. And here we see some of the zebra advocates just talking to the local villagers about breast cancer. Some of the feedbacks from the advocates at the end of the training session, at the end of the second day, they thought that the trainers were very knowledgeable. There was good quality of the information provided. They recommended similar meetings, and they expressed the desire to attend similar meetings. Some of the recommendation or setbacks was time management. They said that the beginning of the training session was actually started quite late, so extended the day. There was a lot of pauses, which kind of created gaps in lack of consistency in the training. And also, as I said before, developing a hard copy of the training manual, which was planned for, but we were unable to actually do it, so a lot of communication. So they said that that would have helped them a lot in taking notes and following with the training. So a subset of the Zebra project was Zebra telemedicine. The purpose of telemedicine, the Zebra telemedicine, was to create an avenue of communication between the U.S. and Zambian healthcare providers. The initial goal was to connect Nova Southeastern University Physical Therapy Department with Zambian healthcare providers to share lymphedema therapy for post-operative breast cancer patients. However, we had some roadblocks. One of them was the huge and biggest roadblock was communication. We actually had a few months of trying to establish communication with healthcare providers in Zambia, different healthcare providers, different avenues, phone calls, emails, and this was also, the Cancer Support Network is also trying to help us establish some of the communication. We both learned, IHI and the Cancer Support Network, that the correct way of communicating with them was going through the Ministry of Health. So after 3 months, we finally got to the right person that told us, you have to contact the Ministry of Health first in order to contact any of the healthcare providers in Zambia. So we're still going to go through that. The compatibility of technology, we wanted to, since it's telemedicine, we want to make sure that the Nova Southeastern University programs, technology that we have is compatible with with the ones that would be used by the Zambian healthcare providers. However, we were not able to establish the compatibility due to lack of communication with them. So sustainability of the project, this is a capacity building project, so we are still going to be supporting the Cancer Support Network of Zambia, however, they will be taking over. There are some endowments and grants, and I will show you a picture. We actually already received one. We are looking into applying for some grants both locally in the United States and in Zambia. There's actually the Bush Foundation just started the Red Ribbon, Pink Ribbon Foundation there in Zambia for the first time, so we're going to look for some grants with them. Fundraising will still continue mainly in Zambia. They're going to be selling the T-shirts and the tote bags to start with, and also several other events that they will be creating, and networking with other organizations. For example, Ms. Justina, who is the project coordinator locally in Zambia, she was able to present the Zebra project at the 17th Reached to Recovery International Breast Cancer Support Conference, which was held in Cape Town, South Africa, earlier this year. So as far as endowment, Ms. Doreen Grant received the 2012 Pink Power Mom Content sponsored by Kids 2. This is an initial award of $5,000, followed by a $1,000 award each year for the next 4 years. So this will help support the project. So futures of Zebra, we want to create support network training. What this means is that we want to make sure that we follow up with our advocates and give them some further training on how to effectively create support networks within their community. Eventually, we want to buy a mobile mammography unit so they can go throughout the country and give mammograms so to help the one facility that is equipped for that. And again, we're going to follow up on the telemedicine part of the project. Some lesson learned, again, the communication, as far as the communication within the training day, we need to print out and make sure that they have a hard copy of the training manual to make sure that there's a good communication between the trainer and the trainee. Telemedicine, I guess we're going to follow up on that through the correct route of communications. We now know it's through the Ministry of Health. Public communication training, after talking to some of the advocates a few months after the training, we learned that they needed a little bit more support on how to talk to the local officials, how to talk to the media in their local towns, and how to just approach their local community and able to spread the word. So we want to add this part of a public communication training to following meetings and following training sessions of the Zebra Project. And as far as programming evaluation, actually Lauren and myself were supposed to go to Zambia this past summer. However, because of medical school, we were unable to do so. So now we're in the process of establishing that with the Cancer Super Network of Zambia so they can do the evaluation of the project instead of IHI. Thank you, and that's the Zebra Project.